Book Lovers Podcast, Episode 4. Welcome to the Book Lovers Podcast, brought to you by Libby, the new app from Overdrive, and RV Digital, the new app from Recorded Books. With me today are Laura and Tracy, voracious readers, and I'm Andrea. We're all employees of the Claremont County Public Library. Today we're discussing Game of Thrones read-alikes.
Woo!
There will be no spoilers about the TV show, just books that read like the show.
So the book that I really enjoyed this year so far, my favorite book of the year, is called The Bear and the Nightingale. It's by Katherine Arden, A-R-D-E-N. Now I'm just going to read to you a review that I really thought was really set the plot up. At the edge of the rushing wilderness, winter lasts most of the year, and the snowdrifts grow taller than houses. But Vasilisa doesn't mind. She spends the winter nights huddled around the embers of a fire with her beloved siblings, listening to her nurse's fairy tales. Above all, she loves the chilling story of Frost, the blue-eyed winter demon, who appears in the frigid night to claim unwary souls. Wise Russians fear him, her nurse says, and honor the spirits of house and yard and forest that protect their homes from evil. After Vasilisa's mother dies, her father goes to Moscow and brings home a new wife. Fiercely devout, city-bred, Vasilisa's new stepmother forbids her family from honoring the household spirits. The family gives in, but Vasilisa is frightened, sensing that more hinges upon their rituals than anyone knows. And indeed, crops begin to fail, evil creatures of the forest creep near, and misfortune stalks the village. All the while, Vasilisa's stepmother grows ever harsher in her determination to groom her rebellious stepdaughter for either marriage or confinement in a convent. As danger circles, Vasilisa must defy even the people she loves and call on dangerous gifts she has long concealed. This in order to protect her family from a threat that seems to have stepped from her nurse's most frightening tale.
And Laura, do you have any Game of Thrones read-alikes to share?
I do. My book is The 100,000 Kingdoms by N.K. Jemisin. This was her debut novel. It won the 2011 Locus Award for Best First Novel and was also nominated for the World Fantasy, Hugo, and Nebula Awards. So the main character, Yaine Dar, is mourning the murder of her mother when she's summoned to the capital by her grandfather, Takarta. He's the ruler of the world, and he names her his heir along with two of her cousins, which, of course, results in a thorny three-way power struggle. Yaine must quickly master the intricacies of aristocratic society to have any hope of winning the struggle. She's also drawn into the intrigues of the gods, four of whom are enslaved in the capital by her grandfather. With only a few days until the ceremony of succession, Yaine struggles to solve her mother's murder while surviving the machinations of her relatives and the gods. So you've got it all. You've got family intrigue, people doing each other dirt, and the gods also get involved too. So sweeping fantasy.
You said this is a debut novel, but is it part of a trilogy series?
It is. It's the first book in a trilogy, and the other two are just as good. So
great.
Get sucked in, swept away.
Tracy, I know you're a big Stephen King fan. Do you have any read-alikes from him for Game of Thrones?
Yes, I do. And this is the Dark Tower series. I know a lot of people have read it, but I have not ever read this. I'm embarrassed. Don't tell anybody.
Is it because it's a graphic novel?
Might be. And it just, it's a departure from his regular Misery Carry type of horror novels. So I don't know why I haven't, but I'm going to now. So this is just taken from, of course, the movie's coming out next month. So I thought this was, I can't wait to see the movie. So maybe the movie will inspire me to read the books. Anyway, The Dark Tower, it's The Gunslinger. It's one in a series, I think, seven. And there might be even one that's a prequel to it as well. So there's a lot. If you like this one, you can read a lot more. The Dark Tower, first in the series, The Gunslinger. The man in black fled across the desert, and the gunslinger followed. So begins book one of Stephen King's iconic fantasy series, The Dark Tower. Part sci-fi novel, part futuristic dystopia, part spaghetti western, and part high fantasy vision, The Gunslinger tells the story of Roland Deschain, Midworld's last gunslinger, who is tracking an enigmatic
magician known only as the Man in Black. Following his quarry across the demon-infested Mohang Desert, Roland confronts a mad preacher woman and her murderous flock, speaks with a demon, befriends a young boy from a rural named Jake Chambers. Jake joins Roland on his quest. But while Roland travels with his young companion Jake, the Man in Black travels with Roland's soul in his pocket. Sounds pretty interesting to me.
It does.
So, and I do like the Preacher series, which is very similar to this as well. So if you like the Preacher, then I think you might like enjoy this series.
And Laura, how about one more Game of Thrones read-alike?
Okay, I've got a young adult one this time. It's called Three Dark Crowns by Kendare Blake. It's a dark fantasy about family intrigue. In every generation, a set of triplets is born. Three queens, all equal heirs to the crown, and each a possessor of a coveted magic. Becoming the ultimate ruler, the queen crown, means you have to fight for it. Each sister has been groomed in the use of her magic. Each one is supported by a different faction who needs her to win. The night the sisters turn 16, the battle begins. It's on.
So we have three sisters battling for the crown.
Uh-huh. And it's not just a battle of win or lose. It's life and death, because the last queen standing gets the crown. So the sisters have to kill each other. And
wow.
The last one standing gets to be the ultimate queen. So this is the first book in a duology. The next book is due out, I believe, this fall. So you don't find out at the end who's going to be the ultimate queen, but you do find out just exactly what kind of dirt they're willing to do to each other.
Wow.
Pretty intense.
Yes, very intense.
So there you go. Again, like Game of Thrones, you have family infighting and all sorts of intrigue.
You really have to strap on your sense of disbelief when you read these books.
I'd like to think that most normal families do not do these sorts
right.
of things
well,
to
I
each
mean,
other.
Some of these books fall in the paranormal.
Right.
Fantasy. Great. Thank you for tuning in to Book Lovers Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play. And remember to rate and review our podcast. Follow us on Twitter @ClaremontLibrary. Until next time, read on, reader.